Be'ez Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisoid, the Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah, in the Sefer Maaseh, the Book of Knowledge. And with that, we continue on from Maaseh Merkava, which were the first two Perekim, to now Maaseh Bereishis, the acts of creation, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the spheres and the four foundations that there are, which, as Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding the order of the stars, the planets that we have in our world. Hagagalim, the spheres, Heman the Krum, they're what's called Shemayim, heaven, Rikia, firmament, Zvul, habitation, Barabe, skies. These are the names of the heavens. Vehim Tisha Gagalim, and they are nine spheres, which the creation was in, so to speak, in circles. And these are what's above us that surrounds our planet. Now, Galgal Akarv Mimenum, the sphere that's the closest from them, Hu Galgal HaYirech. That's the sphere of the moon. And then, again, these are, you could call them orbits, you could call them spheres, but these are what surrounds our planet. The second one that's above that, Hugalgal, that's a sphere, that has in it a planet that's called Kaichav, which literally means to say a star or planet, but it actually refers to Mercury. And the third planet that's above it, which means shining, but refers to Venus. V'galgul Ravi, and the fourth planet, Shaboy Chamo, which has in it the sun. V'galgul Chamishi, and the fifth planet, Shaboy Madam, which has in it, means the red one, but refers to Mars. V'galgul Shishi, and the sixth planet, Shaboy Koichib Tzedek, which has in it the planet of justice, which refers to Jupiter. V'galgul Shvi, and the seventh planet, the sphere, Shaboy Shabsoy, which has in it Saturn, which means the sabbatical, Shabbos. Begalgal Shmini, and the eighth sphere, Shabbai, which has in it Shor Kala Kachavim Shenir Berikia. We know there's Uranus, there's other planets. The Rambam doesn't name it over here, but that's the eighth sphere, which has in it all other stars which we see in our firmament. And Begalgal Tashi, and the ninth sphere, Hu Galgal Hachayzu B'chol Yoyim Min Mizrach L'Mayrv. That's the sphere that goes around every day from east to west. And that's what goes around and surrounds all the rest. He says, and this that you see all the stars, they all look to us as if they're in the same sphere. Although, as we just described, they're actually one above the other. That's because these spheres are pure and translucent, like glass and like sapphire. Therefore, it looks like the stars that are really in the eighth sphere, as if they're even beneath the first sphere. But the truth is, these are different levels where these planets are in these spheres all around in different orbits outside of our planet. Now, every one of these spheres, from these eight spheres that I have in them, the stars, nechlik l'galgalim harber. They actually divide it into many spheres, zel mal mazel, one above the other, kame gilde b'tzolim, like the layers of an onion, which are connected one and the other. Mehem, from them, you have galgalim seiv mimayr l'mizuch, you have those that the spheres, that its orbit is from west to east. Mehem, you have from those, seiv mimizuch l'mayr, they go around from east to west, kame ha'galgal ha'tashiach, like the ninth sphere that goes from east to west. Now, in all of them, you don't have between them any open space from one to the next. Now, kol gagam, all these spheres, they're not light, they're not heavy. I mean, they don't have the same matter as the substance we have in our planet. They don't have a red appearance, not a black appearance, and there's not any other appearances. But this that we see, them as if they're blue. Lamaris ayin bavadu, that's just to the appearance of the eye, lefi goiva aver, because of the height of it, how it is in the atmosphere, in the ear space. V'chein tzut in lem, lo yitam, lo yirech, they don't have any taste, they don't have any smell. V'chein eil ha-mayram, mitzuyim, eil ba-guvish l'matmen, because those types of realities are only in the physical beings that are beneath them, but not in this oilam ha-gagalam, not in the world of these spheres. Halach ha-dalt. Now, kol gagal ma'elu ha-makifim ha-sa-oilam, all these spheres that surround the world, he-magulim kakadur, they're all round, like a bull, which, like we mentioned before, the sages said, there's nothing that was square that was created in the 6 days of creation. They're all round. And the earth is suspended in the middle of these orbits. Now, you have for some of these planets, Gagalim Katanim, small spheres, Shem Kvum Behem, that are established in. Now, but the Ein Eisim HaGagalim HaKivim HaSa'aretz. Now, but these spheres don't surround the earth, El Gagal Katan. Only a small sphere, She'ein HaMakav, which does not go around, that's Kavu B'Gagal HaGadol, that is actually established in the large sphere, HaMakav, that does go around the earth. Halacha Hei. Now, Misper Kal HaGagalim HaMakiv Meskalayim, now the number of the spheres that go around the entire world, are Shemayin Asr, are 18. Umisper HaGagalim HaKatanim She'ein HaMakivim, now the number of the spheres that are small, that don't go around, are Shemayin, are 8. Now, from the goings of the planets, the idea shir svivasam, and the knowing of the measurement of their going around, every single day, every single hour, this that they tilt towards the north or towards the south, and how that high they are from the ground and how close they are, you'll know all the numbers of these spheres, but suchas halachasim, and the form of their travels, the derech hakafasim, and the way of their orbit, of how they go around. Zuhi chachmas cheshben tekufas, and this is the wisdom of the calculation of the seasons, mazales, and of astronomy, of knowing the constellations. Usvachim rabim chibru b'chachmeyavim, and there are many books that were authored by the Greek sages on this topic. Lachavav, regarding the Gilgal, the orbit of the mazales. Now, Galgal HaTashi, the ninth sphere, Shumakav HaTakol, which that is the largest one that goes around everything, Chalku HaChacham HaKadmainim, the earliest sages divided them, L'Shnei Masach HaLakam, into 12 parts. Kochel V'chel Kel L'Shem, and every single part they gave a name. Al Shem Tzurazu, based on the form, Shetiroi Boimen HaKachav M'Shalamatamenu, that you could see from the stars that are beneath it, Shem Mechuban Tachn, which are actually directly beneath it, the Hema Mazalas, and this is what's called Mazal, which literally means to say from the word of Nezla, flow, which is regarding the divine flow that happens to the person, which there's 12 months in the year, and each mazel has, and there's also 12 hours in the day. There's different ways of how the 12, but that's what goes around, Shashmaisin, that their names are, and these are goes, like we said, to the 12 months of the year, have each one has one of these going from Nisan all the way to Adar. So you have Tola, the lamb, Shor, the ox, Toimim, twins, Sart, and crab, and there's, they're well known by their Latin names. Ari, lion. Besula, virgin. Miznayim, scale. Akrab, scorpion. Keshes, a bow. Gedi, the goat. Gli, the bucket. And Dogim, fish, which again, because of how it appeared, the star is beneath that, and that it gave that appearance, and that's what's going around in that largest sphere. And we see that, and that would give that type of flow to the world, of how it manifests in the nature of the world. Halacha Zayin. Now, Gagal HaTashi Atzma. Now, the ninth sphere itself, this is actually the stars that are right beneath the ninth one. Therefore, they called it with those 12 divisions. But the ninth sphere itself, Ein Bo Lechaluka, doesn't have any division, but it's Tzura, no form, we call it Tzura Zayin from all these different forms. Like Kaychav, no planet. It's only from the connection of the stars that are in the eighth sphere that it seems, with the large stars, that there are tavnas atzura za'ilu, the form of these figures, or something close to that. Now, these 12 forms, they actually were not exact opposite those parts, only time of the great flood. That's when they gave them these names. But already in these times, it already moved a little bit. Because all the stars that are in the eighth sphere, they all go around, like the sun and the moon do. But they go around very slow, very heavily. The amount of time it takes for the sun, what it moves in one day, that each one of these stars in the eighth sphere go correlating, it takes them close to 70 years. But it does move, and there is not exactly to those 12 parts that they divided what would be in the ninth sphere. Now, regarding the measurement and regarding the characteristics, so Halacha Ches is Kol HaKachav Manirim. Regarding all the planets that are seen, the stars, Yesh Mim Kachav Ketam, there are small stars, that the earth is larger than one of them, But v'yeshmem k'chavim gadam. Now there are large stars. Shkol ech mehem gadam la'aretz kampam. That each one of them is larger than the earth many times over. Now v'haretz gedolah min hayirdeach. So the earth is larger than the moon. K'mar bam pam. It's 40 times larger than the size of the moon. V'hashemesh gedolah min la'aretz. Now at the same time, the sun is larger than the earth. K'mar mei v'shim pam. Like around 170 times larger than planet Earth. Nimtze comes out, Hayireach, the moon, is Echad Mesheshes Alaf Mashmein Emeas. It's 1,6800 min Hashemesh from the sun, Bekirv, approximately. Ve'imekol HaKachavim, now, you don't have, from all the planets, slash stars, Koichav Godel Hashemesh, any planet larger than the sun. And Velekot Mekoichav Shabagal Gashani, and neither none is smaller than Koichav, which is in the second sphere. Halacha test. All the planets and all the spheres, kulam bali nefesh, they are all, they all have a soul, the deya, an intelligence, the haskel, and understanding him that they have. And they're alive. They stand and they recognize the one who said and created the world, meaning God. Every one of them, according to his greatness, according to his level, they glorify and they praise to their creator, like the malachim do, which is the world on top. Just like they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they recognize themselves. And they recognize the malachim that are above them. Now, the intelligence of the planets and of the spheres is less than the intelligence of the malachim, but it's greater than the intelligence of the human beings. Halacha Yud, regarding the four foundations of this world, Baruch HaKel, God created Lamata Megalgal HaYirech, beneath the sphere of the moon, Goylem Echad, one matter, She'enu K'goylem HaGagalim, that's not like the matter of the spheres. U'Bara Arbetzuris L'Goylem Zeh, now this matter, he created four forms of it, B'Ve'enu K'tzuris HaGagalim, but it's not like the form of the spheres. V'nikba Kol Tzuda V'Tzuda B'Mikzis G'goylem Zeh, now every one of these forms was attached to some part of this matter. Now, Tzurus, the first form, is Tzurus Ha'esh, is the form of the fire. It attached to some of this matter. The Nimesh Neiman, now, from the two of them, it made Gufa Esh, the literal body of fire that we have here in this world. But Tzurus Shnia, the second form, it's Tzurus Ha'ruach, is the form of wind. It connected to some of this matter. V'niya Mesh Neiman, now, came from both of them, Gufa Ruach, the body of what we have here in this world, wind. The Tzurus Shlisha is the third form. It's Tzurus Hamayim, the form of water. Neschab b'mitzas. It would attach to some of this matter that v'nim b'shtem that came from both of them. Guf Hamayim, the body of the water. The Tzuruvis and the fourth form was Tzurus Ha'aretz, the form of earth, which neschab b'mitzas it connected to some of this matter. V'nim b'shtem that made from both of them Guf Ha'aretz, the actual body of land that we have in our earth. Nimtz l'mat merkiah comes out that beneath the firmament, the sky, is arba gufim mechalakim zel mal mazeh. You have four bodies that are separated one above the other. Because echad be'echad, and each one of them makif esh l'mata mimenu, it surrounds the one that's beneath it, mekol ruchaysa, from all its sides, kamagalga, like a sphere, which hagufer yishin asomach l'gal girech, the first body that's the closest to the sphere of the moon, hu gufa ish, is the body of fire. L'mata mimenu, beneath that is gufa haruach, is the body of wind. L'mat menu, lower than that is gufa mayim, the body of water. L'mat menu, lower than that is gufa aretz, is the body of earth. Ve'im b'neim makom panim l'guf klan. Now you don't have between them any open space without any one of these bodies. Halacha Yud-Aleph. Now arba gufa yisaelu, these four bodies in the bali nefesh, they don't have a soul. Ve'in yodim, they don't know, but they don't recognize that kuguf mesim, they're like dead bodies. V'yesh kol echad ve'echad mehem minig. Now each one of these four entities, the primary elements of this world, they have a distinct nature. Sheinu yodei, where this element doesn't know it, v'lo mitzig, it doesn't comprehend it, v'in yochel lishanos, he cannot change it. This is what David says in Tehillim, Hallelu es Hashem min ha'aretz, praise Hashem from the earth, taninim, the sea monsters, v'chol tohemes, and all the depths, eish, uvarid, fire and hail, shelig, snow, v'kiter, and vapor, which, these are the elements. Now, if they're dead bodies, how could they praise him? But things that are dead cannot praise God. So explains the Rambam in Yad Varm. What it means to say is Hallelujah, praise him, bnei Adam, people. Mikvuchaisav, from his might, shetidu, that you'll see by these four elements that the world is created from, Ba'esh, and the fire, Vabarad, and the hail, Ubashabrum, and all the other creatures, shetiru lamatim erki, that you see beneath the firmament, shegvurasim tam and the keres lakot, and lagodal, that its might is constantly recognizable for small and big alike.